email todayradio@rte.ie.
Plenty more texts in relation to classic films. One person says the 70s was certainly not a decade that taste forgot. Think of the actors of that time, De Niro, Redford, Pacino, Nicholson and Dunaway. And another person on classic films says Paper Moon is a great happy movie from the 70s. That comes from Mick in Tala. And thank you, Mick, because I do like great happy movies, so I will check that one out. Now, restaurants, cafes and pubs that serve food can reopen their doors from next Monday. It will undoubtedly be different, but what will the experience of eating out exactly be like in this COVID-19 era? And indeed, where should you go? Well, I'm joined in studio now by two restaurant critics, Lucinda O'Sullivan, food critic from the Sunday Independent, and Tom Dorley, food and wine correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail and Mail on Sunday. And Lucinda and Tom are going to be giving us their top tips of eateries to check out around the country. But don't worry if you don't catch them, because we will put all of the suggestions up on our website and you can access them at rte.ie/Today Radio. And good morning to you both, and thank
good
you very
morning.
Much for
good
coming
morning.
In to me this morning. Lucinda, you're no stranger to Ireland's restaurants, obviously, through your work as a food critic in the Sunday Independent, and also
for a very long time
with your guide, Great Places to Stay and Eat. How much are you looking forward to getting back into a restaurant and the experience of it?
Well, absolutely, can't wait, because I mean, it's been my life for the last 27 years, you know, and we would eat out about 3 times a week. Once to review and then socially with a couple of friends. And we've all got used to going out and we have a great restaurant scene.
Do you think
now
people will be confident, Tom, going back?
I think a lot of people will be anxious, and I think a lot of restaurateurs will be anxious. And to be honest, I mean, if I'm to be absolutely honest, I'm looking forward to restaurants being back, but I'm also a bit anxious too, because we're moving into uncharted times, you know. But I think it's great that we are getting them open again, and I'm certainly going to be reviewing.
And the bookings are good.
Yeah.
One of my local restaurants that I go to a lot now, it's booked out for its 2 sittings on Monday, opening night, if you like, with a waiting list. And Billy Whitty's Aldridge Lodge in Wexford is booked out until September.
Good heavens.
Wow. So...
Yeah.
People want to get out.
They do want to get out. And sort of speaking of being out, Tom, a lot of restaurants have branched out into takeaways and gourmet food boxes and things like that, haven't they?
Very much so, yeah. And there have been some great stuff. One of the first to do it really well was Michael's in Mount Merion, Gaz Smith there. It's interesting that China Sichuan, the best Chinese in Ireland by a country mile. Kevin Hui there has decided actually not to reopen until September. He's playing it cautiously, but he and his team have been doing amazing takeaway. I mean, absolute restaurant standard. And that's what's really changed, in the sense that restaurants, many of them, were able to give you a restaurant experience at home. And I think the demand for that is going to continue.
Okay. Well, in terms of where people might go then, Lucinda, we'll look at the seaside town of Kinsale, long been a holiday destination.
Indeed.
For lots of people. And you're recommending 2 restaurants
and my
there.
My second home, basically.
Right. Okay.
Kinsale.
So tell us about Man Friday and Hamlet's.
Well, Man Friday is a very long-standing restaurant. And it's in the last couple of years, it's been run now by Daniel Horgan, who is the next generation of the Horgan family, who had it before or still have it. But he's worked in Ottolenghi and Petersham nurseries in the UK. But they've just added an extra super terrace, which looks out down over the, and it's heated terrace with a big oven, for want of a better word, or grill or whatever out there. So that's a great place to go.
And that can be great for people who are interested in eating outside.
I think a lot of people are wanting to eat outside. That's what I'm seeing everywhere. Then there's also Hamlet's, which is part of the Blue Haven collection. Now, that's been reborn in the shutdown as Hamlet Street Food and Gastro Garden. And it has a barbecue, vintage fish and chip truck, pizza oven and a dessert and smoothie bar. Now, that opens on July the 6th. The Bullman Bar also at Summer Cove in Kinsale have outside dining also, and they've been given some space on the pier, which is right outside the door, by the local county council for tables, which would be just fantastic. We're sort of almost eating on the water.
And Tom, then in the southeast for you, you're looking at a new restaurant in Tramore.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Lots of people might know the Fish Shop, which was on Queen Street, just off the North Quays in Dublin. The wonderful couple who rewrote the rules, in a sense, for seafood in that restaurant are opening the Beach House in Tramore. And I'm really looking forward to that. But also in the southeast, at a less formal level, if you want the ultimate fish and chips, Eunice Powers, strangely titled And Chips, in Dungarvan, just on the water there, is fantastic. If you're in Dungarvan,
that's right.
The Tannery, yeah. Of course, Paul and yeah. Maura Flynn's. Very sumptuous restaurant there. Wonderful. And
yeah. Interlude is good there too.
Interlude, do you know, I haven't been, but yeah. It's on my list.
Yeah,
and in Waterford City itself, Everett's, wonderful, classically grounded food, lovely informal hospitality, lovely warm place. And if you're interested in wine, as I am, with good food, Kelly's Resort Hotel in Kinsale, best wine list
in
the country, one of the best in Europe.
How big a problem, though, will it be for people who want to sit down over their wine and their food and relax, as a lot
big,
of people will,
big,
and we
yeah.
have an hour and a half to do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how that's going to change the whole experience, because while we will all want to comply with the recommendations, really lingering over a meal with friends or with family is what eating out is all about. And we have to accept that eating out is going to change.
Mm.
In some aspects, it will probably change for good. But some of the other changes hopefully will be temporary. But we have to accept that it's not going to be the same.
And atmosphere and buzz, really, I love to go out for the atmosphere and the buzz. Almost as much as the food.
Yeah.
So that's going to be difficult, but we're really only going to see that when they do open their doors. They'll all be trying. It is very difficult.
Would you feel
them.
Under pressure with an hour and a half to eat a three-course meal?
Yes. I mean, we always gave out about the fact if we were only allowed 2 hours to dine.
Yeah. Before
and
you,
now you might
the
say
table.
It's the restaurateur's dream that you could turn over the tables much faster.
Okay, we better move on because people will be giving out to me if they're not living in the southeast or the south. We'll go west and northwest, Lucinda, and you have a diverse range of selections around there, a seafood shack and a food truck in Donegal, Eclectic Food in County Clare. Tell me about some of them.
Well, Gary and Mairead Anderson Seafood Shack on the Harbour in Killybegs is fantastic. They also have a new restaurant uptown. Now, Gary actually chefed for Gordon Ramsay and Claridge's, so you'd be amazed what you'd find behind the seafood shack. So there's also a new food truck, Fusion Food Truck at Kilcar. They also have a restaurant in Killybegs. And then if you want to come down towards Galway, if you want a real treat, it's more a treat sort of place. There's Danny Africano's Lignum at Boulogne near Galway. Hooked in Sligo is a great spot too, as is Randaddy's on the seafront at Lahinch.
Okay, some beautiful spots there. And Tom, speaking of Galway, you're a fan of Kai Cafe.
Kai, Jess Murphy's Kai Cafe is just, there's nowhere quite like it. I won't even begin to describe it because you just have to go and just have the whole experience. It's absolutely fantastic. We mustn't forget the Midlands, though. And in Athlone, where when I was doing the restaurant with dear old Paolo Tullio, we used to eat out around there, so we got to know the restaurants of that area well. Kin Khao Thai, right in the heart of the old town there. Probably the best Thai food in Ireland. Certainly some of the best Thai food I've ever tasted. Thyme Bistro. And the Fatted Calf. Very, very... I don't want to say fancy, but it's very classic. It's not fine dining, but it's that sort of level in a relaxed kind of way.
And if you're interested in Italian, Lucinda, you have...
Rinuccini in Kilkenny is the best Italian restaurant in Ireland. I mean, it's not a tomato and tapa gigio Italian restaurant. It's more sort of fine dining type... just beautiful food, lovely atmosphere, great wines.
I get from both of you top tips for Dublin and also if you have one or two from the north.
Okay, well, in the north, there are quite a few. Ox in Belfast, you can't really go wrong. Epic, Danny Barry has Michelin star food there. North, but in North Dublin, in Skerries, Potager.
Potager, yeah.
extraordinary place. Wonderful food.
You could do the fun fair. You could do the fun fair first, walk the beach.
But
it's the old Red Bank. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Fantastic food. Yeah. And then in South Dublin, another new one, because Potage is new, Circa in turn, your brilliant neighbourhood restaurant. But I could go on. That's the problem.
Lucinda, your top tip for Dublin, and we'll leave it at that.
Dax. I think Dax is excellent. Yes. Yeah, yeah, French restaurant. Upper Pembroke Street, Olivia Mezeneve and Graham Neville.
All right. Well, as I said, we will be putting all your recommendations and indeed the ones that we didn't get to up on rt.ie/todayradio. But thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom Durley
and Lucinda O'Sullivan. It's approaching 12 o'clock. I'll take a quick look at the headlines this afternoon. The employers' organisation IBEC has called on this programme for Ireland's international travel restrictions to be ended and for testing and tracing to be used in place of ineffective quarantine measures. Dr. Gabriel Scally, public health physician, said he would favour the continuation of quarantining to achieve a zero COVID Ireland. And hairdressers are defending plans to increase charges to repair home-dyed hair when customers return to salons next week, saying treatment will cost more. Well, that's all we have time for today. My thanks for listening. Today's programme was produced by Alistair McConnell, researcher Kieran Dunn, broadcast coordinator Geraldine Collins. On sound was Jamie Doyle. And it's over now to Ronan Collins.